each of those countries represents aspects of Chinese engagement around the continent. So, for instance, we're looking at Chad. Chad is a small country. China tends to prioritize, you know, large countries like South Africa, Nigeria, but also tends to visit smaller countries, you know, countries like Burundi, countries like Cabo Verde, and so on. So it reflects that mix. Chad brings a number of issues on the table as far as Chinese policy is concerned. It sits in a part of Africa that China has been expanding its engagement, right, going into the Sahel. Secondly, Chad is one of those countries that has seen this growing number of West African countries that have demanded an end to French military presence, French basing in their countries. Nigeria speaks for itself. It's a continental power. It's a major destination of Chinese investment. A major point also in terms of Chinese tourism. And Nigeria has recently signed a procurement agreement to secure the Y. The Y20 is a strategic logistics platform.
And why so Namibia? Why Namibia and the Democratic Republic of Congo? What does China
Namibia,
want there?
Namibia is an important maritime partner on the Atlantic. China has major investments in Nigeria's port infrastructure. But China also, you know, China is engaged in uranium mining in Namibia. Namibia is ruled by a liberation movement that has historical ties with the Communist Party of China, going all the way back to its independence struggle. But it's also important. I mean, there's a satellite tracking station, a Chinese satellite tracking station in Swakopmund, and there are major Chinese investments in that country.
If you could briefly summarize, what is the FOCAC Beijing Action Plan and how is China using it to expand its influence across the continent?
One, it's very institutionalized. It's very routinized. It's probably the most regularized, institutionalized mechanism that African countries have with a foreign power, right?
And I should say that FOCAC is Forum on China-Africa Cooperation.
China-Africa, yes. So it meets once. It meets once every 3 years, but it's not just a meeting. It's not just an ad hoc meeting of heads of state. It has a secretariat. It has programs, right, in different areas, right, industrialization, human resource development, professionalization training, and things of that nature. So for African countries, FOCAC becomes very attractive because they're able to use it as a mechanism to secure finance and to secure technical support in areas where Western countries kind of reduced their engagement, such as infrastructure and other areas.